In the lungs, the blood gets from the air tubes the oxygen which it needs, and the air takes from the blood hurtful things which it must get rid of, and which we breathe out with our breath. Air flows into the lungs from the nose and the mouth by a strong pipe which you can feel in the front of your throat, and which is called the windpipe. The lungs are the organs by which we breathe or respire, and so they are called the organs of respiration. In the lower part of the trunk are several other organs, the most important of which is the stomach. The stomach is joined to the mouth by a pipe called the gullet, or food pipe. When we swallow our food, it passes down the gullet into the stomach, and there it is dissolved or digested. After this has been done, the food is ready to nourish the body, and it passes through the sides of the stomach and mixes with blood in a great many little blood vessels which lie all around the stomach. Then the blood carries the digested food with it all over the body, and everywhere it helps to form new bones and muscles and nerves. The stomach is aided in its working of digesting the food by a large organ called the liver, which lies close to the stomach on the right side, and there is a small organ called the pancreas, which also aids in this useful work. All these organs are called the organs of digestion. But what are the organs by which we think and feel?